Protocol number 6. We will soon begin to establish great monopolies, reservoirs of huge wealth, upon which even the large fortunes of the Goys will depend to such an extent that they will be drowned, together with the governmental credits, on the day following the political catastrophe. You economists here present will please carefully weigh the significance of this scheme. We must develop by all means the importance of our supergovernment by representing it as the protector and reward giver of all who willingly submit to us. The aristocracy of the Goys as a political force is dead. We do not need to take it into consideration, but as landowners they are harmful to us because they can be independent in their resources of life. For this reason, we must deprive them of their land at any cost. To attain this object, the best method is to increase land taxes, the indebtedness of the land. These measures will keep land ownership in subjection. The aristocracy of the Gentiles, or Goys, which as a matter of heredity is unable to be satisfied with small things, will soon be ruined. At the same time, it is necessary to patronize trade and industry vigorously, and more important, to encourage speculation, whose function is to act as a counterbalance to industry. Without speculation, industry will increase private capital and tend to amelioration of land ownership by freeing it from indebtedness created by the loans granted by agricultural banks. It is necessary that industry should suck out of the land both labor and capital, and through speculation deliver into our hands all the money of the world, thus throwing all the Goys into the ranks of the proletarians. Then the Goys will bow before us in order to obtain the mere right of existence. To destroy Goy industry, we will create among the Goys, as an aid to speculation, the strong demand for boundless luxury which we have already developed. Let us raise wages, which, however, will be of no benefit to the workers, for we will simultaneously cause the rise in prices of objects of first necessity under the pretext that this is due to the decadence of agriculture and of the cattle industry. We will also artfully and deeply undermine the sources of production by teaching the workmen anarchy and the use of alcohol, at the same time taking measures to expel all the intelligent Goys from the land. That the true situation should not be noticed by the Goys until the proper time, we will mask it by a pretended desire to help the working classes and great economic principles, an active propaganda of which principles is being carried on through the dissemination of our economic theories.